Jim McGovern is the Massachusetts 2nd District Congressman, a man I much admire because, you know, he's always going to give you his best. As we say, bring it. Okay, Jim McGovern, bring it on the Trump-Putin summit.
Well, it's disgusting, quite frankly. You know, I never thought I would live to see a day where an American president would behave so recklessly and irresponsibly. I mean, it was heartbreaking, quite frankly. And, you know, the idea that an American president would throw his own intelligence advisors and the intelligence community in general under the bus and basically say, well, I believe Putin. I just never thought I would see that day. I mean, Putin's a thug. He's a murderer. You know, I co-chair the Human Rights Commission. I'm the author of the Magnitsky Act that sanctions Russian individuals who are guilty of corruption and human rights crimes. I can tell you that this is a brutal, brutal, brutal regime. And they attacked the United States by trying to interfere with our election. And we ought to acknowledge that, and we ought to respond appropriately.
Should he be impeached?
Well, look, I mean, I have voted on a number of occasions to move impeachment resolutions to the Judiciary Committee. But the plain fact of the matter is we don't have the votes to do that. There should be a resolution of disapproval. There should maybe be a censure resolution that's brought up. I mean, I'm trying to figure what we can get done with the Congress that we have. And I mean, I think it would be important for this Congress at a minimum to go on record as strongly objecting to what happened in Helsinki. And we have some Republicans right now in the Freedom Caucus who are trying to draft a resolution to impeach Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. I mean, we need to form a circle of protection around the Mueller investigation, and that needs to continue. Look, if the Mueller investigation never existed, we would not have had 12 indictments against Russian military operatives that was announced only a few days ago who interfered in our election. The Mueller investigation is producing results. They are connecting the dots of how Russia interfered in our election. And I have to tell you, I mean, with each passing day, Donald Trump demonstrates why he is unfit to be president. And he's dangerous, and I am deeply worried about our country. He every day undercuts our national security. He undercuts our credibility around the world. I mean, he attacks our allies. He tries to blow up NATO, and then he goes and tells the whole world how nice Vladimir Putin is. I mean, it's disgusting.
So what's going on? I mean, you know, we sit here, we're on the air all the time, we talk about it, but there's a lot of people who think they've got something on him.
Well, look, he behaves like a man who somebody has something on. I mean, I don't know whether it's, you know, sex tapes, which, you know, people have written about. But you know what? Here's the deal. If that's it, you know, the American people, by and large, I mean, at least his supporters have said that doesn't matter, you know. So, but I think it's more, if there's anything on him, I think it has more to do with money and potential illegality. And I think, you know, maybe that's it. But whatever, or maybe this is just his ego. I mean, none of us know, right? I mean, we don't know for certain. But whatever it is, I mean, this has to stop. There needs to be an intervention. You know, and, you know, I was pleased to see more Republicans express their concern about what happened in Helsinki. But it's not enough. There needs to be actions. We're bringing an appropriations bill to the floor today where the Republicans zeroed out money basically to protect our election systems. Well, we're going to try to put that money back in. So, I mean, things we can do. One is we all ought to be on record as a Congress saying what happened in Helsinki, was wrong. And, you know, and we strongly disagree. I wish it could be harsher than that. I'm not sure we can get with this Congress. Two, we ought to make sure that there's funding for local communities and states all across the country to protect the integrity of their election system. Three, you know, these Russian military operatives, we ought to demand that Putin extradite them to the United States. If he doesn't want to do that, you know, then there ought to be additional consequences for Russia in terms of targeted sanctions. I mean, those are just, that's just some of the things that we ought to be doing right now. And the other thing is we ought to provide a circle of protection around this Mueller investigation so it can be finished, so we can get to the bottom of this, wherever it leads.
Are you concerned? Are you concerned, Jim?
My wife and I were talking last night, watching this unfold, and she just said to me, I've never felt so concerned about our country. I mean, I just, this man is, you know, I mean, this is so, you know, not normal, so beyond the pale, you know, I mean, he's dangerous. And I know the Trump partisans out there will say, oh, that's McGovern railing on and on and on. Look, I get it, but there are lines that when you cross them, I don't care who you are, what your politics are, that are just inappropriate, that should, you know, sound off alarm bells. And when the president of the United States basically disses our allies, disses our intelligence community, and sides with a brutal thug like Vladimir Putin, that should send alarm bells off.
I was just going to say, I'm sorry, Jim, do you think that he will move? You keep saying that we have to put a circle of protection around Mueller and the Mueller investigation. Do you think he'll move against Mueller because he has to, because otherwise he's done for?
I think he's going to try. I mean, I think, you know, all this, you know, the Rudy Giuliani stuff and all the, these right-wing talking heads that he's brought out to try to discredit Mueller, that's all basically designed to set the stage, you know, for there to be like, you know, a cleaning of the house, if you will. And so he's trying. He's been trying now for months to discredit Mueller, to just go after this any way he can, to raise all kinds of conspiracy theories, so that there'll be a base out there that will side with them. And again, we have the members of the Freedom Caucus trying to go after Rod Rosenstein. I mean, right now, trying to get him impeached. I mean, I don't know what, because he came forward with and announced the indictment of 12 Russian military operatives for interfering in our election. God, I'm glad we're finding out who's responsible. But I do think that we're at this point now where we should be very, very nervous about this president trying to do something in order to save himself. I think the only way that he's going to be able to do that, I don't think it saves him, but is to try to basically disrupt the Mueller investigation and get rid of Mueller and Rosenstein and anybody else that he thinks might be getting to the truth. I mean, this president is not interested in the truth. He can't even acknowledge that Russia interfered in our election. He can't even bring himself to do that. I mean, his intelligence people, Dan Coates, sitting right in the front row, I mean, he, you know, made it crystal clear of the Russian involvement. I mean, Trump's CIA, his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who was also formerly the head of the CIA, said this is the reality. And here's what I'm also really worried about. Not just, you know, the implications of what he said at that press conference, but what did he say to Putin when he was one-on-one, when there were no advisors there, only two translators? I mean, if he was fawning over Putin, you know, in the way he was publicly, what was going on privately?
Jim McGovern, we are out of time for this segment, but this is so important. I want to revisit it the next time we get together. And so thank you for being who you are and saying what you're saying. I certainly subscribe to it. We'll be back with Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District, in office since 1997.